Welcome back to the Roundtable. Sean Stone is the arts editor of Metroland. He joins us every Thursday morning to tell us what's happening on area stages and screens. This morning is no exception, and it's a great pleasure to welcome him to the program. Good morning, sir.
Good morning, Joe.
How are you?
Fine.
Excellent. What is what's going on? There's a lot of events going on.
There's a lot going on.
Yeah. You haven't seen anything?
No, not this week.
All right.
Well, I watched Escape from New York, the new Blu-ray, twice. I'm going to write about that. But
oh, cool. Well, that's good.
Okay, tonight, the 2015 Artists of the Mohawk Hudson Region exhibit opens. This is an annual thing. It's put on by the Albany Institute of History and Art, the Hyde Collection, and UAlbany's University Art Museum. This year, it's at the University Art Museum. There's 44 regional artists. It's a juried show, and the opening reception is today from 5 to 8 p.m., and that's at UAlbany's main campus uptown.
Excellent.
Then we have a couple of literary giants coming to the area. Tonight, Marilyn Robinson is going to be at the Schenectady County Community College Carl B. Taylor Community Auditorium. She's, of course, the Pulitzer Prize-winning author of, Housekeeping and Lila and all those books. That's tonight at 6:30. And then tomorrow night at the New York State Summer Writers Institute at Skidmore College, Joyce Carol Oates is going to be there, and that's at 8 o'clock.
And just a master and somebody who you should see.
Yes, yes.
Nobody bigger.
And then also tomorrow night, The Lone Bellow. Now, when I was growing up, you wouldn't have thought of a critically acclaimed country band coming out of Brooklyn. But
No,
that's where they're from, and they're going to be at the Egg tomorrow night at 8 o'clock. And then the big show this weekend is at the Palace Theater, and that's Weird Al Yankovic.
Now, he's having a great year.
He is having an amazing time. I didn't realize, apparently he's only the third artist to have a top 40 hit in every decade since the 80s. The other two are Madonna and Michael Jackson.
Wow. Well, that's good company for them.
Yes. Well, he's a very savvy guy. The tour is called the Mandatory Tour, and it was from his album Mandatory Fun. And I don't know if you remember last year, he released 8 music videos in 8 days.
Yes.
And he really stuck it to what was it? Oh, Word Crimes, which was the parody of what's his name? Robin Thicke's song.
Yes.
That annoying song.
Yeah.
That was very good. That was the one I liked best from the album.
He's been at the Palace before. It's always great to see him, and it's a very entertaining show. And from what I have seen, it's one of the bigger concert tours this summer. It's doing very, very well.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
He's managed
to become timeless, which is just fascinating.
Well, good for him.
Yeah.
So, Weird Al on the 11th. And then, what else is going on the 11th?
We got another exhibit opening. This is at Lake George Arts Project's Courthouse Gallery in Glens Falls. It's called Climate Contemporary. It's 5 artists, and it's how their artistic process, they sort of incorporate aspects of climate change into it. And there's a reception Saturday, and that's at Glens Falls at the Courthouse Gallery. Also Saturday, the big country fest is at the Scatico Fairgrounds. And that starts at 11 a.m., and it's Dirk Bentley and Eastern Corbin, and then Craig Campbell and the Cadillac 3, and a lot of bands I've actually never heard of. But
well, Dirk Bentley is certainly a big
name.
Yeah. And I was coming into work this morning, and my wife and I go by the fairgrounds every morning, and they're out there, they're busy, they're putting up the tents, they're getting it ready. It looks great. Looks like they'll be ready for thousands and thousands of country music fans for the weekend. A big event, a great venue, so it seems like a lot of fun.
And the weather seems like it's going to cooperate.
Absolutely. Perfect.
And then Wednesday, we've got Trombone Shorty is going to be at the Upstate Concert Hall. It's a great New Orleans sound. Always gives a great show and has a terrific reputation for all the local concerts he's put on around here. And then we have a bunch of movies coming out this weekend.
Okay, let's get into, I'm excited by some of these. Go ahead.
Minions?
Yes, well, I am excited about Minions.
I'm actually kind of, too, because the only thing I didn't really like was the villain, the head villain, and the voice by Steve Carell. I mean, he was sort of interesting, but the minions were what were really funny.
Absolutely.
So now it's just them.
They got their own movie.
They got their own movie.
It should be a huge, I would think it will be a huge movie. So.
Oh, yeah, and it's on 12 billion screens.
Yeah, it should make a lot of money.
Yes, and then we have Amy, which is the documentary about the late Amy Winehouse, which is interesting because it's mostly just cut together from, you know, home movies and footage taken of her, and apparently it's a pretty both exhilarating and extremely painful film to watch.
I've read great reviews. I have read reviews that say it is painful to watch and very negative and even controversial. And so I don't know exactly what to make of it, but it does seem interesting because I find her life and that experience interesting.
Yes.
Yeah.
And then we have a horror movie called The Gallows, which I'm only going to mention because it's 80 minutes long. And I'm almost tempted to go just because I would like to pay money to see something that was less than 90 minutes in a theater. It should be a lesson to all filmmakers.
Yeah, you don't have to make it 3 hours long.
You really don't.
You can get the same money for 80 minutes, save that film, and save our time.
Exactly.
Yeah, I agree with you, Sean.
And then we have Testament of Youth, which is it's based on the famous memoir by Vera Brittain of World War I, which I'm really looking forward to because I haven't read the book in a few years, but it's a pretty devastating memoir. So I'm wondering how they're going to sort of portray a movie about a woman who grew up in World War I and literally all of her friends die.
God.
All of them.
All right.
And then we have the weird science fiction movie of the week, the one that's just going to go quietly away probably. It's called Selfless. Stars Ryan Reynolds. It's sort of about reincarnation. Ben Kingsley apparently is in it for about 5 minutes. I don't know. Have you seen the trailer for that?
I have. And isn't that... it looked... I don't really know why it's getting such short shrift. Is it because it's horrible, or is it because... Because you wouldn't think Ben Kingsley would... Being something horrible, really?
No. I don't know. I think the plot reminds me of a movie called Free Jack with, you know, from the 80s. I mean, it's just one of those weird science fiction, you know, and I'm still, you know, got a grudge against Ryan Reynolds for, did you see Woman in Gold?
I did.
Yeah, wow.
Yeah.
I look more like Arnold Schoenberg's grandson than he does. And I could probably play the part better. Wow.
Yeah, all right. Correct me if I'm wrong, but wasn't Mick Jagger in Free Jack?
Yes, he was.
Okay, now I know what you're talking about.
It's sort of the same plot, you know.
Okay.
Rich man wants to come back.
I gotcha.
Yeah.
But Mick Jagger won't be in this movie.
No, he's finally given up dreams of making bad movies.
Nor will Emilio Estevez, for goodness sake.
Oh, golly. No.
Well, you can find out more about what's happening on area stages and screens by going to metroland.net, plus much, much more. Sean Stone is the arts editor of that publication. Sean, thank you very much for being with us, as always.
You're welcome.
Thank you. Talk next week. Coming up next, the Congressional Corner. You're listening to The Roundtable on WAMC.